Hello everyone, my name is Laura.
And my name is Anouk.
And we're the co-host of the International Student Voices podcast, the ultimate guide for studying and living in the UK.
Welcome! Today we'll be deep diving into what it's like to work in hospitality as an international student. It's actually very common to have a part-time job while studying at university, whether you want to gain professional experience or just want some extra money because budgets can be very tight as students. Personally, me and Laura have never really worked in hospitality before, so we have a special guest on the podcast to join us today.
Yes, we're very pleased to welcome our flatmate, Josie. So would you like to introduce yourself, Josie?
Yes, my name is Josie. I'm from Chile originally, and now I live with Laura and Anouk in London.
Since 4 months now?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 months. So let's get right into the questions. Mm-hmm. So our very first question, Josie, is how was your first time applying for a hospitality job? Like, how was the process like? Did they ask for experience? And if so, how did you go about it?
Definitely, because it's so common to have hospitality jobs at university. I feel like everyone is such a broad aspect of it. There's a lot of customer service involved, so you know, it's a lot of summer jobs, maybe even working in a shop, in a coffee shop, it still counts as a hospitality job. So I would say a lot of the time it's not really a lot of experience unless you know it's a really advanced type of job, and there's a lot of jobs open to students on a daily. So what I did was to check the job website at the student union in my university, which they usually handpick, you know, a full jobs where you don't need any experience, for example. And even if you did, they will have lifeguard jobs, for example, but they would apply training to it, so everyone will be able to have training. And a lot of the jobs didn't really require many experience. So there was activity instructor, there was a lot of the shops, there was a lot of the bar, there was a lot of the restaurants as well. So, you know, it had a really competitive salary. So it was really easy, you know, if you wanted to get a job at the time, it was really easy to have one.
Yeah, no, definitely, like, the university portal, like, where all the jobs are, is such a good resource. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, especially as a first job, as you said, is a really good option.
Yeah, I feel like it's quite overlooked as well, because you wouldn't necessarily think of looking at university, you think of looking on, like, Indeed or LinkedIn, those kind of places. But I kind of did the same thing as you when I was at university, and I found an internship through that as well, through my university union. And then did you start working in your first year at university?
Not straight away. I started working, I would say, the second semester, I would say, properly. So basically I got the job and then obviously COVID hit. So that was a bit of a problem. So technically I, you know, signed for the job. I got the job, but I couldn't really do it because it was like an activity instructor job. So it was outside, and obviously with COVID regulations and everything, you couldn't really, and it was with people, we have to guide. It was like an activity instructor job where I have to guide people through like inflatable games, you know, do all the safety measure things and stuff like that. So obviously it was very, you know, close to customers, so I wasn't allowed to do that. But that job itself was really exciting. You know, I met a lot of people. It wasn't really stressful either. It was like 9 till 5, which kind of made it really nice. Because a lot of hospitality jobs can be very stressful as well, even though they're flexible. They're a lot of hours, so sometimes it can happen that you have to do 12 or 14 hour shifts. In terms of money, it's great, but in terms of obviously student, you know, the hours and everything can be a bit tough. So it's definitely something to consider. But as I mentioned to you guys, obviously it's so broad, so many jobs can be hospitalized. So I feel like there's a lot of jobs going around that will be 4 hour shifts, 5 hour shifts. So it depends basically what you're looking to have. Sometimes you will want to have 1 day a week, but you'll have to do 12 hours in one. And that's like, you know, easier to make money. And it's like you have only 1 day and then you can recover.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think you raised an important point that, like, we cover in the part-time job episode, is that, like, you need to take into consideration as a student, if you're working alongside your studies, like, the number of hours you're going to do. Because it can be really challenging and, like, stressful, for sure.
Yeah, how did you manage to like work around doing university work and doing the job?
I mean, it was really difficult. I think at times as well with my dissertation, you know, I had to take a break. Sometimes I would stay in the library, like I would do all nights at the library, then I would go to my shift, but it was really tough.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, you have a responsibility. When you decide to work with someone, you have a responsibility to them to, you know, stick to your hours as well, because I didn't have 0 hour contracts. Because I know a lot of people now in hospitality, which is so great, is that you have 0 hour contracts, that you don't have to do many hours each week. Some hours you don't have to do any. But my contract, I had like 10-hour minimum or something like that. I don't exactly remember now.
That's a lot.
But, you know, I had like a minimum that I had to do in order to keep the job. So obviously that made it extra hard when I was working in a shop, because I worked in the supermarket and it was a bit different how it worked when I was working. But it's still hospitality because I was obviously facing clients all the time. You know, I had to be in the shop floor and that was really tough.
Yeah, definitely. Like, especially on your third year, like it started to be really stressful with the dissertation, yes, as you said.
Yes.
So another question would be, how do you go about applying? So where basically you find like the job opportunities, what website did you look at, what apps? We already looked, we already said the university website, but were there any other website that you checked that was really useful?
I would say definitely Indeed. Oh, now as well, LinkedIn is really good. I think a lot of my friends recently as well, that they have got jobs, they have gotten them through LinkedIn. And also what really helps as well, that's how I got my, my last hospitality job at uni that I did doing weddings. I got it through my friend, which is also so good because there's always jobs going around hospitality, and sometimes if you don't do websites, if you know someone that they know they're recruiting actively, it's so easy to go about, oh, I have this person, they're interested, here's their CV, please, you know, maybe go for an interview with them.
And I remember you talking about an app where you could basically choose your shift. It was quite flexible,
So there's a lot of those apps going around as well. I believe the one that I heard about was called Limber.
Okay.
I think. And I think it's this one that you decide how much you can be paid for an hour and then they can approve it. And that's quite like last minute. Maybe you don't get shifts there all the time, but maybe it's good to make some extra income. And there's also like Indeed Flex as well that I know that a lot of people used, which, you know, there's a lot of warehouse, a lot of shop floor stuff, a lot of bar as well, pubs, so on and so on, which I think are quite convenience as well as maybe, you know, you're looking for extra shifts and it's like, oh, there's this last minute something, I need this person. Sometimes you can just accept and then turn up for the shifts and it's some extra money.
I feel like what's really good about hospitality and like the way you're describing it is that it's very flexible in terms of like there's so many options out there, so there's definitely one thing that's going to fit with your like time schedule, with like, you know, the budget that you have. So if you're looking to make a lot of money, as you said, you've got like shifts that are very long, but then if you don't have the time to dedicate to that, you can, you know, find maybe like a 0-hour contract that's more flexible. So I think that's really good. Something else we were also wondering is, as an international student, did you find that you know, the process for applying was more difficult? Were there extra steps you had to take? Was there anything that changed?
Not really. I think because it's a lot of people apply for these jobs and, you know, they're always, as I said, there's so many vacancies. I think they always need people, especially sometimes if it's like a summer job or a few months. A lot of them are very flexible and I feel like they just appreciate the extra help if they're a good employer. Even now, for example, that I think is quite relevant, they're looking for people at the bar because where I work now, they're looking for people to, you know, open the bar. They really want to increase the sale of cocktails, so they want people that know how to do cocktails, you know, and they will be willing to pay and they will be willing to help them and see what they can do. So a lot of people are, I think it's very underrated sometimes of how many people they're actually looking. I feel like there's a high number, so I feel like if you already got experience, it is really much appreciated. For example, even back home, I feel like if you said, oh, I work in a coffee shop or I work in this, they would really appreciate that because you know exactly what you're doing. And a lot of places want people with this background as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't feel like there were any like barriers to kind of enter hospitality or...
No, not really, because it's very flexible, as I said, and employers, you know, if you're willing to put in the work, willing to turn up for the shifts, willing to learn, I feel they really appreciate that. It's really important, willing to help customers, which is customers, you know, with services and hospitality, customers, I mean, focus, as long as you do whatever customers ask you to do and, you know, you engage with them, you know, you show up for your shifts, things like basic things, they really appreciate that, which a lot of people, is very underrated, I think, with a lot of jobs sometimes.
And among all the different hospitality jobs that you've been doing, would you say you have like a favorite one? Like, what would be the one you preferred out of all the others?
I would say I quite like the one I have now. Now I have left, because I can dedicate more time. So at the moment I do sales, I do event sales, and I do event coordination at a clubhouse in London, which is great. it's much nicer because I'm back of house, which means obviously I get to be in the office, I don't have to be front of house, and personally I quite like that because I still engage with clients, but I don't have to engage with clients directly every day, which kind of makes it a bit less exhausting for me because I'm in the office obviously 5 days a week. Is, you know, it's very intense, but the dynamic is just much more suitable to what I'm looking for to have as a full-time job. But also, you know, it comes with its challenges as well. Like, you work with a lot of clients, there's a lot of money involved, so it's definitely a bit more, it requires a little bit more knowledge compared to, you know, the jobs I was doing before.
Yeah.
So it's also a bit more challenging. But also it's quite rewarding when, you know, you do events and, you know, clients love it and you get good feedback. And, you know, it can be quite, hospitality can be quite exciting. I think that's why a lot of people like it, because all the days are different. So I feel for me personally, I quite like the excitement of it. But it's something to consider. Maybe for a student, it's great. But it's something to consider that in the long run, maybe you don't want that excitement in your life all the time. But
yeah,
it's also addicting because, you know, it's like you make money, you meet people, you help people. And sometimes that can be very rewarding. And a lot of the people you work with can be very nice as well and guide you through. And I feel like you encounter some amazing people that maybe you wouldn't encounter in other jobs.
Yeah. It's definitely important to consider how your personality and the job you're doing, and if it's like a good match in the future, if you like what you're doing, basically, that's so important.
I was also wondering, because you said that you did hospitality like throughout the year alongside your studies, and then you did it as well during the summer holidays. So did you stay in the UK over the summer holidays to work then? And
yes.
What was that like?
Yes, some of the summers I stayed in the UK. Yes, I mean, it was much better because I didn't have, because at the moment I have some visa regulations, which maybe makes it different than European students, because when you're in a tier 4 visa, you have regulations with hours, which made it more, you know, I could maybe have more money that summer, work more hours, which kind of made it better, because it make it a full-time job in a way, which also kind of makes you, you know, have that timetable. You can also go out, but you're also dedicating more time to it, which is great in terms of experience, because I feel like you learn everything much quicker when you have that time. So it's also very rewarding. You see people more often, so you get along with people more easily. I feel like when you're maybe once or twice, it's not, you don't really get to engage as much with your coworkers and see what's going around on the daily basis. So I think that was definitely like a pro about staying in the UK for the summer.
Yeah, I feel like I wanted to kind of push that forward because we also have like our old flatmate, she stayed over the summer in the UK as well, and she had an amazing time. And I feel like sometimes maybe it can seem like a punishment or not very nice to have to stay in the UK over the summer, but if you're working, you're getting the money, which is really nice, and you can still have a really good time. I don't know if you did anything else apart from work, like visit a bit of the UK or...
Yes, I did. I mean, it was great because even the other job I was mentioning as well, because I had two jobs during the summer. So I had obviously this job at the shop that I was working at, the supermarket. And then I also had this job that was the activity instructor job. And I met a lot of people there that would go out on Saturdays, we'll go clubbing on Saturdays, and then, you know, we'll have these final hours. He used to have a convertible car, so in the summer we just go around the car, like, listening to, like, music around, obviously, where we lived, and things like that. I think, like, it was really
That's
priceless,
so cool.
Because it's like you get to experience nice weather in England, which is really rare.
Yes.
And you also get to, I went to Brighton as well with my friends. So if you plan stuff and you're also working on the side, it can be very exciting. I feel like it's not the same as winter, so I feel it's definitely a nice side of the UK. And when you have friends as well and plans in place, it can just be the best time ever.
Well, I might stay in the UK this summer, so please tell me it's a good experience.
Yes, it is a good experience.
And I feel like sometimes as well, you can also maybe plan to like stay with your friends, which
is
really nice, especially if you live with them. Like, I think you can have a really great time.
For sure. And it's more like a sunny day, so your mood is so much better than during the winter.
And there's a lot of stuff in the UK, I feel like, in the summer that you just don't see in the winter. I feel like you see a different side of activities. Even a lot of places that I go in now, they have an outside space, and I feel people don't enjoy it as much just because they don't have that.
Yeah.
So I feel like in the summer, it's just completely different vibe.
Yeah, maybe that's the sign, like your sign for whoever's listening to have a hospitality job or any kind of job over the summer to enjoy a British summer.
So what would you say are the skills needed for the hospitality industry? or the skills that you use the most, at least?
I would say definitely to be a people's person. I'm very customer focused because customer is everything. And you know, you interact with customers every day. If you work in a shop, if you work in a coffee shop, you see maybe the same people in the area. You need to know how to interact with them. You need to know what they like to have, or you know, just to get to know them a little bit more as a person as well, and have some chat with them. Even small talk is fine. Anything to make them feel comfortable. If you work in a hotel, maybe you know what they tend to have for the room. I work as well where I work now. There's a lot of people that work in reception. You know, need to know how to greet customers, engage with them. I think it's extremely important. No matter what you do, customer comes first, and that's something to have in mind when applying for a hospitality job. And also, I would say really know how to work in a fast-paced environment is really important, because a lot of things happen at once. There's a lot of multitasking sometimes. There's a lot of knowing how to keep it together. I would say a lot that's very underrated sometimes, because some people are very grumpy in hospitality jobs, and you know, maybe clients will not get that. Clients will be fine with that, but in terms of maybe they had it in front of clients, but co-workers as well, learn to know what the people you work with every day, that the people that have to stand you at the end of the day, and it's really good to have a good attitude towards it. You know, no one's perfect, obviously, everyone, but it's something to know how to be patient, know how to communicate with your coworkers. You know, if you're not having a good day, instead of just, you know, attack them, and it's just not a nice thing to do. And I think a lot of the time, because it's so fast-paced, sometimes people forget. Also, I would say to be able to, you know, communicate things well, which kind of comes really with this. I think it's really good to learn how to communicate with everyone you work with, because you have so many, for example, even myself, we work with housekeeping, we work with bar, we work with chefs. We need to have good relationships with them on the daily, because sometimes if we ask a favor, or we all work together, so whatever I do impacts them, whatever they do impacts me. So it's definitely, you need to learn how to work within a team. That's something as well that it's very important.
Yeah, I feel like they're really good skills to have in any kind of job, which is really great, because if you're learning them throughout university, it's really good because they're transferable to another job. And I was going to ask you, if you feel like all of these skills that you've learned throughout university and throughout those part-time or full-time jobs, are you currently using them now in your job?
Yes, definitely. I think, as I said, it's a very exciting industry, but it's also very stressful. So I also feel like maybe it can be a good thing to have a summer job in order to try if it's for you, because I also feel like it's not for everyone. And I think sometimes it can be maybe like, you know, maybe a temporary thing, which I think is great. I think everyone should experience it. You'll develop a lot of skills, but also in the long run, I don't think it's something that everyone should try, just because it can be very intense at times, especially over a long period of time. And also choose, if you were to go for hospitality, choose which people you want to work with, because your co-workers are very important. And if it's a full-time position, like for example I am doing now, I am just really careful with the people I work with and how to treat them and how to go around it, because at the end of the day you have the same common goal, and learn how to compromise. I think it's something that people need to understand. And sometimes maybe when you're in university, you know, you have your own deadlines, projects, it's something that maybe you don't keep in mind as much.
And would you say that a lot of international students apply for hospitality jobs while studying?
I would say yes. There's a few that apply because also, you know, there's such a big demand of them going at the moment. They're so flexible. There's a lot of agency work, which means you don't have to really commit to something like full-time, which is what a lot of the students are looking for. And it's in hospitality, as I said, it's so broad that I think, like, you know, there's something for everyone. But I just don't believe that it's something that everyone should do in the long run, because as I said, it can be very exhausting. Maybe, you know, you're doing a different degree, you don't want to make hospitality your life, but at the same time I can understand why people stay in hospitality, because it's so exciting, so rewarding, and if you working with customers is something that, you know, you pretty much fit in straight away.
And yeah, so our last question would be if you have any advice for other international students who are applying for hospitality jobs or who are currently doing a hospitality job.
I would say definitely if you're looking for a job, see if your friends, if they're happy where they're working, if there's any vacancies, because I can assure you a lot of the time there's always people coming in and out for different reasons. There's also a lot of like short-term contracts. There's also a lot of, you know, even summer jobs going around. So it's definitely something worth asking your friends. And for the people that are currently in a hospitality job, you know, it's at the end of the day, if you're at uni, it's not your whole life. And I think it's really good to keep that in mind, that, you know, if you have a bad day or if it's stressful, you don't have to make it your whole life if you don't want to. And as I said, there's so many jobs around, especially, for example, in London, there's so many. Even for myself now, I try to tell myself that, you know, if I'm not happy with the people I'm working, there's always a way to change that. And there's always going to be a better job that, you know, maybe you fit in with the people more, you like the company more, the salary is better. So it's definitely an industry that is growing and is probably going to just keep growing in the future.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast. And
thank you for having me,
answering all these questions. So yeah, you've now reached the end of this episode. We hope this gave you an understanding of what it's like to work in the hospitality industry. And if you have any questions for us or our guest, please contact us on Instagram at ISB Podcast, and we'll be more than happy to reply. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Have a great day.
Bye.